Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Wednesday, October 27, 2010. The UN Special Coordinator for the Middle East Peace Process demanded that Israel act against escalating attacks by Jewish settlers against Palestinian farmers and their olive trees, and he demanded that Israel bring assailants to justice and that the Palestinian Authority do the same against Palestinian violence. He said such measures will help to achieve an independent Palestinian state that brings freedom, liberty, and a bright future of peace next to Israel. And ending the occupation and the establishment of a Palestinian state is the right and viable solution. He announced escalating attacks by Jewish settlers and condemned construction of Jewish settlements in the occupied territories as illegal under international law. Minister spokesperson Yigal Palmer said that Israel is acting against violence of Jewish settlers. The UN official said that talks should also include Jerusalem, borders, the right of return, settlements, water, and security. The Palestinian Prime Minister urged the UN to oblige Israel to implement Security Council resolutions that ensure a just solution, but if Israel didn't comply, Palestinian leadership will declare statehood and demand international recognition. Under police protection, right-wing extremists intend to march in the town of Al-Fam in the north of Israel to demand expulsion of Arabs from the country and to commemorate Meir Kahani, the founder of the Kash movement. At least 1,500 policemen will be deployed in the town. The settlers, led by far-right fundamentalists, are calling for the Islamic movement in Israel to be outlawed. Israel decided to allow the fundamentalist right-wingers to march in the town, which is completely populated by Palestinians, the vast majority of whom are Muslim. However, they were informed that they will not be allowed to protest in front of the office of the Islamic movement, but will be holding their protest nearby the place where protest